What if you could cut the power bill for your AI data center not by 10 or 20%, but by over 80%? A new deployment in the UK just did that. It's a signal that the entire physical foundation of artificial intelligence is changing, moving from copper to light. And for Western companies, understanding this shift is no longer optional. It's a matter of competitive survival. Welcome to Troy Technical Intelligence, your weekly briefing on the technology that drives global business. I'm Susie.
And I'm Troy.
This week, we are focused on one massive trend, the race to rebuild the plumbing of the internet for the age of AI. The story is no longer just about faster chips. It's about how those chips talk to each other. We've seen a flood of news in early June 2026 from NVIDIA, Broadcom, and a host of specialized firms, all pointing in one direction, away from electricity and copper, and towards photons and glass fiber.
Exactly, Susie. The bottleneck for AI is shifting from computation to communication. This week, we'll analyze the groundbreaking deployments proving the viability of optical networking, track the billions in investment from industry giants retooling their supply chains, and lay out the new strategic map for this critical infrastructure.
Let's start with the big news out of the UK. A company called Oriel Networks, working with AMD, claims an 81% reduction in core power consumption. Troy, break this down. What is a photonic AI network?
It's an AI system where the data between processors moves entirely as light, using optical circuits instead of traditional electronic switches. Oreo's Prism platform, integrated with AMD Instinct GPUs, eliminates most of the energy-wasting conversions from electricity to light and back again. This deployment at the Aria Scaling Inference Lab is the first large-scale commercial proof that this works.
81% is a staggering number. Why is this specific development so important globally, right now?
Because it proves the technology is commercially ready, not just a lab experiment. With AI data center power demand soaring, this demonstrates a viable path to sustainable scaling. It also slashes GPU idle time to less than 1%, meaning those expensive processors are working, not waiting for data. It's a huge leap in both energy efficiency and capital efficiency.
So how does this specifically affect a US or European manufacturer running their own AI for things like factory automation or digital twins?
It presents a massive opportunity for a competitive advantage in operational costs. A European auto manufacturer planning a new smart factory, for example, should be evaluating photonic radiation infrastructure. It lowers the total cost of ownership, or TCO, and future-proofs the facility against rising energy prices and carbon taxes. U.S. aerospace firms doing heavy simulation will see similar benefits.
And for Western trading companies and distributors that supply server components, is their inventory of copper cabling about to become worthless?
Not overnight, but they need to pivot urgently. The value is shifting to optical components. They should be establishing relationships with a new class of suppliers. Look at Hyperlight Corp, which just developed an optical modulator using thin-film lithium niobate that operates at just 0.5 volts. Or Enablance Technologies, which just secured a $5.3 million order for its wavelength management products for 800G and 1.6T transceivers. Sourcing these components is the new frontier.
So the actionable insight for executives.
Start a strategic review of your five-year IT infrastructure roadmap. If you're a manufacturer, task your CTO with a cost-benefit analysis of optical interconnects for your next major facility upgrade. If you're a distributor, your team needs to be mapping and vetting these new photonic component suppliers in the US and Europe immediately. This transition is happening now.
That makes sense. It's one thing for a startup to prove the concept, but it's another for the giants to commit. And NVIDIA is certainly committing. They've unveiled a copper and optics roadmap and are putting billions of dollars behind it.
That's right. NVIDIA announced a $4.5 billion investment in its optical supply chain. That includes $4 billion split between Lumentum and Coherent for silicon photonics lasers, and another $500 million into Corning for optical fiber manufacturing. This isn't a small bet. It's a fundamental strategic realignment.
And their roadmap, presented by CEO Jensen Huang at Computex Taipei, gives a specific timeline, doesn't it?
It does. It predicts copper and optics coexisting until 2027, but by 2028, it forecasts widespread adoption of what's called co-packaged optics, or CPO, as the core of its AI infrastructure. This is where the optical transceivers are integrated directly into the same package as the GPU. It's a game changer for latency and power.
What does this mean for U.S. and European manufacturers who are NVIDIA's biggest customers?
It means the next generation of AI systems they buy will be architected differently. They need to prepare their facilities for this. CPO-based systems, like NVIDIA's upcoming Spectrum X Photonics SN6800 switch, will have different power, cooling, and connectivity requirements. Manufacturers building on-premise AI clusters must engage with their systems integrators now to understand the facility implications of this 2028 target.
And for distributors, NVIDIA is effectively picking winners in the supply chain with this $4.5 billion.
Precisely. Trading companies need to align their sourcing strategy with NVIDIA's. The focus should be on partners like Lumentum and Coherent. But it's not just NVIDIA. Broadcom is also moving fast, taping out its next-gen 200-terabit switch, which also relies heavily on CPO and 1.6T optics. They're targeting an astonishing $100 billion in AI revenue by 2027.
So the action item for executives is about supply chain alignment.
Yes. If you manufacture anything that goes into a data center, from racks to cooling systems, you need to ensure your product roadmap is compatible with CPO architectures. For distributors, it's time to seek preferred partner status with the optical component makers that NVIDIA and Broadcom are funding. The market is consolidating around these key suppliers, and being left out will be fatal.
This all seems very focused on U.S. tech giants. Is there a different approach being taken elsewhere? I saw news about a major fund being established in Asia.
An excellent point. Japan's NTT, South Korea's SK Group, and Taiwan's Chunghwa Telecom have jointly launched a $500 million ION AI fund. This is a direct challenge to the U.S.-centric model.
ION. What does that stand for, and what's their technology?
It stands for Innovative Optical and Wireless Network. It's NTT's proprietary architecture for an all-photonics network. The goal is even more ambitious than CPO. It aims to keep data in the optical domain from the core of the network right to the edge device, minimizing those power-hungry electrical conversions almost completely.
So, a different philosophy. What does this mean for the global competitive landscape?
It creates a potential alternative technology stack. NTT holds the core intellectual property, and the IOWN Global Forum is the standardization body. This could become a powerful block, offering a non-NVIDIA, non-Broadcom ecosystem for building AI infrastructure. It matters because it could create divergent technology paths and supply chains.
So for a European manufacturer, this might mean having a choice between, say, an NVIDIA-based CPO system and an IOWN-compliant system in the future?
Exactly. This is critical for strategic sourcing and avoiding vendor lock-in. European firms should monitor the IOWN Global Forum's progress. It could offer a pathway to build highly efficient AI infrastructure using a different set of vendors, potentially with different licensing and cost structures.
What should Western trading companies and distributors be watching here?
They need to understand that the optical market might not be monolithic. They should be tracking the companies that receive funding from this $500 million IOWN fund. These will be the key suppliers for the IOWN ecosystem. Ignoring this Asian-led initiative would be a major strategic blind spot.
So the actionable insight is to hedge your bets and not assume the U.S. giants will be the only game in town?
Correct. Executives should assign a team to monitor and report on the IOW Global Forum's commercial milestones and key technology partners. A dual sourcing strategy that considers both the U.S. CPO-based ecosystem and the emerging IWound alternative will build long-term supply chain resilience. This isn't just a technology watch. It's geopolitical risk management.
All right, Troy, let's bring it all together. A huge amount of movement in the optical space this week. What are the three key strategic takeaways for executives in the U.S. and Europe?
First, the transition from copper to optical for AI interconnects is no longer a future forecast. It's an active, multi-billion-dollar industrial shift happening in 2026. Projections from Signal AI confirm that coherent pluggable optics like 800ZR+ are already leading in deployed bandwidth driven by AI data center needs. The window for a wait-and-see approach is closed.
Okay, so speed is critical. What's the second takeaway?
Second, this shift creates an entirely new high-value supply chain. The premium is no longer just on the GPU. It's on enabling components, the lasers, the modulators, the photonic integrated circuits, and the advanced fiber. For manufacturers and distributors, this is a ground floor opportunity to capture value, but it requires new technical expertise and new supplier relationships.
And the third key takeaway?
Third,
Energy efficiency has become the primary metric for competitive advantage in AI infrastructure. The ability to deliver more AI performance per watt, as demonstrated by the Oreo Network's deployment, will directly impact profitability and sustainability. This is a critical KPI that every executive should be tracking.
A fascinating and rapid shift in the landscape. Troy, thanks for your analysis.
My pleasure, Susie.
That's all the time we have for this week's Troy Technical Intelligence. Join us next week as we continue to translate complex technology developments into actionable business strategy. Make sure you subscribe wherever you get your podcasts so you never miss a briefing. Until then, thank you for listening.